The number of sunspots is a fraction of what scientists expected. Solar flares are half. Richard Harrison is the head of space physics at the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in Oxfordshire. He says the rate that solar activity is falling mirrors a period in the 17th century where sunspots virtually disappeared.
The Maunder Minimum, of course, was a period of almost no sunspots at all for decades, and we saw a really dramatic period where there were very cold winters in the Northern Hemisphere. It was a period where you had a kind of a mini ice age. You had a period where the Thames froze in the winters and so on. It was an interesting time.
Rivers and canals froze across Northern Europe. Paintings from the 17th century show frost fairs taking place on the Thames. During the Great Frost of 1684, the river froze over for 2 months. The ice was almost a foot thick. The Maunder Minimum was named after the astronomer who observed the steep decline in solar activity that coincided with this mini ice age.
The Maunder Minimum came at a time when snow cover was longer and more frequent. It wasn't just the Thames that froze over, the Baltic Sea did too. Crop failures and famines were widespread across Northern Europe. So does a decline in solar activity mean plunging temperatures for decades to come?
We've been making observations of sunspots, which are the most obvious sign of solar activity, from 1609 onwards. So we've got 400 years of observations. The sun does seem to be in a very similar phase as it was in the run-up to the Maunder Minimum. So by that I mean that the activity is dropping off cycle by cycle.
Lucy Green is based at the Mullard Space Science Laboratory in the North Downs. She thinks that lower levels of solar activity could affect the climate, but she's not sure to what extent.
It is a very, very complex area because the sun's activity controls how much visible light the sun gives out, but also how much ultraviolet light and X-rays that the sun emits. And they have they create a web of changes up in the Earth's atmosphere, producing effects that actually we don't fully understand.